Markets are starting the week completely in the red. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures 2 to 3 cents lower. Soybeans 2 cents lower. We'll look at the market numbers here coming up very soon. We're seeing that the world equity markets are mostly higher this morning after a slightly higher U.S. session on Friday, where the Dow broke its 2-week losing streak and the S&P broke its 4-week losing streak. The Wall Street Journal this morning reports that tariffs that the White House plans to announce on April 2nd will be more targeted and more focused on reciprocal tariffs, and there will be less focus on sector tariffs such as automobiles. Grain markets are not yet convinced, as the administration did not comment this weekend on the fate of Mexico and Canada. This week brings a lot of new data, including the S&P's flash PMIs and Case-Shiller Home Index on Monday, consumer confidence and new home sales on Tuesday. Wednesday brings durable goods, Thursday's initial jobless claims and fourth quarter GDP, retail and wholesale inventories and pending home sales, and Friday we'll get personal income, personal spending, and the PCE index, which is the favored measure of inflation by the Fed and is most likely the most important data point on the week. On the Dow right now is up 354 points. European markets are higher. Asian markets are mixed. Opening cattle calls are for them to be steady to higher. Hogs look to be lower to mixed. Cattle futures moved to new highs Friday, only to succumb to selling pressure, resulting in significant losses. Selling surfaces traders took profits ahead of the cattle on feed report. Hog futures found buying interest, which kept them in a sideways trading range most of the day. We'll look at the numbers next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
May corn is trading 3 3/4 lower at 460.5. July is down 3 1/4 at 468.25. May beans down 2 3/4 at 10.07. July down 2 3/4 at 10.18 3/4. Soy meal down $1.20 at $2.99.10. Soy oil down a nickel at $41.96. Chicago wheat down 7 cents at 551.25. Kansas wheat down 7 3/4. That's at 581. Minneapolis spring wheat down 4 cents at 601 even. And oats trading down 3 1/4 at 377.5. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Have a great day.